You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I am your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here, where we are just trying to bring understanding to end time events. Again, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, we ask you to scan the QR code up there in the corner. It has all our contact information, all the other platforms that you are watching us on, the podcast formats where you can listen to later. And I advise you, I really, really advise you to share. Even if there is a point of a different belief system, It is important to know and understand why it is the opposing view is saying what they say, so then that you are always abreast to what is going on. As you know, and I've already stated this several times before, I grew up in the Pentecostal Apostolic Church. I was very astute to the teaching of our fathers. And so I grew up pre-trib. And so as I continued to read and study and work out my soul salvation on my own, eventually the Lord dealt with me in such a manner that I began to examine the scripture, I discovered that, wait a minute, we are not pre-trib, but we're post-trib. And I know that that is a very big cultural difference in the church, because the majority of our churchmen are pre-trib, and then there are some that are mid-trib. Very few are post-trib. I did... find out that a congregation of saints that I used to fellowship with, that they are considering the post-trib teaching and doctrine. I'm like, whoa, I thought that was kind of shocking and surprising. I'm going to have to investigate and really look into that. But again, no matter what it is that you subscribe to, I always say that when the rapture is, when that catching away, that gathering together, when it is, there is no salvation on when that happens. There's no salvation in that. You're not saved according to when the rapture, catching away, gathering together happens. However, you must be saved in order to go. And so you want to make sure that you make your calling and election sure, that you are, that you certainly know the Lord. And so share, because as we get further down the road, we're going to find out which one of those studies or doctrines holds true. We're going to find out which one holds true. So and it's not about whether I'm right or you're right, or who's right or wrong between us. What's right is the scripture. The Bible is right. It's not whether I'm right. I'm not trying to prove whether I'm right or not, or whether you're right or not. The Bible is right. And we'll discover which interpretation lines up with scripture as the day continues to tick on God's TikTok. So let's jump into this episode. There's just a few things that we want to say about this, and we won't hold you long. So if you've watched in the news this week, recently, we saw that there was a phenomenon that happened where a Chinese spy balloon was floating across our borders in our skies. And so there was the violation of our sovereignty, being violated. And so what was America going to do about it? As a matter of fact, it was discovered that it floated from Alaska and then into the Canadian border before entering again into our airspace. And then it was not public news until it was over the state of Montana. Now, if we really, really look at this, if you really, really pull the onion back, we'll discover that this is not the first time this happened. Not many people, whether many know about it or not, this happened before. It happened under the Trump administration. I believe it was up to two or three different times that it actually happened during his administration. And these Chinese air balloons were floating over the skies of Hawaii. So, so how was that handled? Most people don't know about that. If you're not into the politics and really trying to find out, what's going on behind the scenes, a lot of sanctions with China happen. And so, nothing really was really made of it. It wasn't made public. This event was made public, so it seems like this is the very first time it happened. But when in actuality, and if you know me, I try on this platform here, I try to be consistent. I notice that a lot of my church friends will pick a side one way or the other. They're more either Democrat mindset or a Republican mindset, and they attack one another while holding the cross in the Bible. But on this platform, when I'm holding that cross in that Bible, I'm looking at the fact that neither party is holy. There is no holiness in political parties. No one is going to heaven if you're a Democrat. You're not going to heaven if you're a Republican. You're not going to heaven if you're independent. You're not going to heaven because you're black or because you're white or because you're male or female. If you make it to heaven, it's because you were holy. You walked righteous before the Lord and he deemed you worthy to walk before him. And so that is what the qualification is for heaven, to be holy, not to be a Democrat or Republican. Now, on this platform, this hat that I'm wearing as the prophet and priest of this platform, I'm speaking holiness. Now, when I put this down and I put on the other hat, then I talk politics and I do, whatever. But on this platform, it's about what does the Bible say? So that's what I'm going to give you. And I'm not going to shuck and jive or play around. I'm not going to be one-sided. I'm not going to promote one or the other, because again, there is no party that is going to make it to heaven. That's that. but again, about this Chinese spy balloon. So again, this is not the first time this happened. It happened under that last administration, the Trump administration. We have to wait and see how the Biden administration handles it. From this point on, we have discovered that after the balloon, spy balloon, continued to travel over our American airspace and then finally hovered over the Atlantic Ocean, that they did shoot it down. And so we'll see what they were able to discover from that. But again, how does that fit into what is happening with this doomsday clock? And so there's just a couple of things that I wanted to bring up to you. First of all, what is this doomsday clock? We discovered that this doomsday clock was created back in 1947. And it is a metaphorical countdown to the end of the world as we know it. So scientists have discovered that they know that as we continue to jump into technological devices and weaponry and everything, that we are only dooming ourselves. And so as of 1947, this doomsday clock was created. And again, it is a countdown to a metaphorical countdown to the end of the world as we know it. Now, we know biblically, when we look at scripture and we look at the Bible also tells us that Jesus said that he will be with us until the end of the world. As a matter of fact, let me just, because I don't want to quote it, I want to read it. I could quote it, but I would rather just read it for scripture, because if I say something, then, it's one thing, but then to go ahead and just read it from scripture, then if you don't believe it, then it's not my fault. That's on you. So when you go to the Bible, watch this. So again, and I read this all the time, but in Matthew 24, Jesus went out, and again, just to set this up, Jesus had just finished his teaching, Mount of Olives. And he's now walking around the land, and his disciples are showing them the temple that Herod is reconstructing and building. And so they were so enamored at the temple and what Herod was able to do, because if you heard my explanation before, the temple around that area, it had a bad erosion issue, and he solved that erosion issue. And so he says here in Matthew 24, and as this, again, the disciples are showing him what is happening. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came with them for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us. Now, this is the part that I was getting ready to get to. Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? That's verse 3. And so when you look at the end of the world, he's saying the end, what will be it's translated the end of the age, the end of the age. But the point here is that even in scripture, we know that there will be a time that ends. Man's reign, remember, God gave man dominion over the earth. Back in the book of Genesis, let them have dominion. We were made in his image. And he says, and let them have dominion. But there will be a time when man's time of dominion will end. And then at the end of that age, then another kingdom will be established and set up. Remember, John says in the book of Revelation, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So there will be a new age, a new time. When the age of man and his government will be over, and now Christ will establish his government, and he will show us what he was trying to do from the beginning, what he would have loved to have do, what he would have loved to have done in the very beginning had man not fall. And we're talking about Adam when that happened. So, again, there will be a time that's going to come to the end. But as it pertains to this doomsday clock and how man looks at it, man cannot see the spiritual aspect of it. They can only see from the framework in which they live, and that is in this flesh and blood system. So at the time when this clock was first set up, the initial clock setting was 7 minutes until midnight. Now, as the years began, and I'm not going to hit every point, every instant where the clock changed, because we're talking about, you can Google it or Wikipedia, look it up Wikipedia and discover all the different settings in which something happened. But there are a few instances that I do want to point out. But at the time of, at 1947, when it was discovered, they set it at 7 minutes until midnight. Again, midnight being the destruction of mankind. Now, as time moved on, and again, I'll just hit just a couple of points here. We move up into, so let me hit 1980. So now the clock fluctuated. So it moved back. So it was 10 by 1969. It was 10 minutes before midnight. Every nation in the world, with notable expectation of India, Israel, and Pakistan, there was a nuclear non-proliferation treaty written. And so that, so with that treaty being written, it now put more time on the clock, according to the scientists. Now, this is the one thing that should be noted, that whenever something happened in the world, what the scientists did is every January they would update it. So we'll soon look here where we are from this past January. But I just want to show you how this clock fluctuated. So 1969, remember, it started with 7 minutes till midnight. So 1969, it went 10 minutes. Then after 1972, it went to 12 minutes because of the United States and the Soviet Union's treaty, the SALT treaty, the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, it moved it back again, 12 minutes to midnight. And as time went on, it moved up and moved up. Let me jump up here too, because I want to get, time is running out, and I want to say a few things here. So when we get up here to 2012, now it fluctuated and it moved back and forth throughout the years, but in 2012, it was marked 5 minutes until midnight. The lack of global political action addressing the global climate change, nuclear weapons stockpiles, for the potential of regional nuclear conflict and nuclear safety. So it began to, again, tick closer to midnight. By 2015, because of the changes that happened, it was 3 minutes to midnight. 2017, 2.5 minutes until midnight. Again, midnight being time no more, nuclear blast, the end of the world as we know it, according to the scientists. 2018, 2 minutes. 2020, 100 seconds. Watch, 100 seconds. And now, as of January, again, I remember I tell you, they update this every January. 90 seconds until midnight. Now, what is the cause of this particular change in influx? Because of the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine and the increase of nuclear escalation. We just talked about a couple of weeks ago about Germany's agreeance and now sending the Leopard tanks. And now the U.S., the United States are sending, what are our tanks called? Is it the Abrams tank, I think it's called. I'm sorry, I forget. And then there is the British tanks that is also going to be sent. So as we continue to look at what is happening as far as us moving closer and closer to world war, we have our president talking about this could be World War III. The Pope is talking about World War III. And again, I try to tell you, what does the Bible actually say in reference to that? I know man says a lot, but how does that line up with what the Word of God says? Well, if you go over here to Revelation chapter 9, and I won't read it all, but I'll start right here, verse 13 through 21, the end of that chapter. And this is what we call the sixth trumpet. And if you've listened to the earlier podcast some time ago when we talked about the trumpets, we've talked about, I'm trying to think of some of the other episodes, the titles of those episodes. World War III, is this World War III or the Sixth Trumpet? We talked about, again, and we made reference to this scripture, that there will be a war according to scripture. And so this is where we find, we can pinpoint and find out where this happens. Even though, remember in the beginning of this episode, I talked about those who believe that the church will be raptured out of here. But according to the interpretation of scripture that as we read here, the church is still here. The church is still here. So we see here, again, Revelations chapter 9, verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpets, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. So when we talk about the four angels in the great river Euphrates, remember, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, when we talked about the angel, and we gave the example about Daniel, when Daniel prayed to God for the captivity of his people being loosed. The angel was coming to him to give him an answer according to his prayer, but he was tied up. And when we find out why he was tied up, the explanation he gave is because the prince of Persia had him tied up. So this angel, and he called him the prince of Persia, had him tied up, and he was in a wrestling battle, and he couldn't get to him. So, and that was an angel that had him tied up. So watch this. God says, the Lord says, loose the four angels which are in the great river Euphrates. So who are these angels along the great river Euphrates? Well, there are four main countries, four angels, and there are four main countries along the great river Euphrates. Turkey, Assyria, Iraq, and Iran. And again, he says here, loose the four angels which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay, listen, a third of man. So a third of mankind, when this war happens, a third of mankind will be destroyed. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. Now, if I continue to read all of this, you can read it on your own. What is being described here when he talks about smoke and fire and brimstone, sulfur, and what is being described here, now, again, because of when this was written, they did not have the understanding or the intellect of what we now understand today. But he is describing nuclear war. What kind of smoke and fire and brimstone will kill a third of mankind? Nothing but nuclear. So we have a nuclear battle being described here right in the Bible. So it is very important that we pay attention to what is happening in our times. Listen, my time is short. We've changed our platform a little bit, so our episodes are a little shorter now and cut in half. But listen, please hit me up, straighttruthradio@yahoo.com, straighttruthradio@yahoo.com. Please send me your questions, your emails. Let's chop it up. Let us get you set up so you understand what is happening during the end times. It is very important that each and every last one of us are prepared for what is going to happen. This is not fear-mongering. This is preparing you and making you aware of what is going to happen. God said that these things will happen. And John, in the book of John, he said, I tell you these things before it happens, so when it comes to pass, you might believe. Again, remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless. We sin less because of him. He became sin for us. We love you. Again, this is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. And until we meet again next week, stay strong, stay true. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week.